If you've never created a school from scratch, you'd be amazed at the kind of stuff you have to plan for.
First grade, second grade, third grade.
Principal Shannon McKinney toured her school just a few days before it opened this fall. She's had to map out bus drop-offs, choose uniforms, even overhaul the bathrooms.
And then the toilet paper holders are way up here.
That's not for little kids. So
and Dr. McKinney's job is even more daunting because this isn't just a new school. It's a new kind of school. K-5 STEM at Boren, as it's awkwardly named, is one of the first STEM elementary schools in the Northwest.
Historically, you'd find them at the high school level. We're embarking on taking that all the way back to the kindergarten level.
It's in West Seattle, but any elementary student in the district can apply for a spot here. Now McKinney and her team are working out what a STEM education for Seattle's youngest learners should look like.
We have that vision in our minds of kids coming home and telling their families, man, we did this experiment using pulleys and ramps, and it was just so exciting. And just think if you had a whole school like that.
K-5 STEM is designed around project-based learning. That means a unit might focus on one subject, say local rivers, and then build all the learning around that, biology, math, but also literacy and history. The very idea of the earliest learners understanding the scientific method might seem like a bit of a stretch. But Andrew Schaus of the University of Washington's Institute for Science and Mathematics Education says we shouldn't underestimate those kids.
Well, I'm actually really excited by the idea. We know a lot from research on learning that young children can, in fact, engage in sophisticated reasoning and problem-solving in STEM fields, but we haven't really given that a go in practice.
An elementary school doesn't solve everything. Seattle Public Schools doesn't have a science-themed middle school for these students to transition into. But Shao says we need to capitalize on those abilities early on, or risk letting students sour on the STEM disciplines.
If we're not thinking about introducing young children to science and to mathematics, we're missing out on kids, and most of them aren't going to come back to the fold. They're going to say, I'm going to take as little science and as little math as I have to.
But that still doesn't tell you how you teach, say, engineering to a 7-year-old. Second and third grade teacher Ronan Gluck says it's not as outlandish as it sounds. Watch a kid play with Legos sometime. They're born scientists. Natural engineers.
I would like somebody to please read the instruction. Patrick.
Build the tallest tower using only straws and twist ties.
Bonus points go to the highest tower, the most stable, and the one that uses the most equilateral triangles.
Equilateral.
Gluck delivers bundles of drinking straws and handfuls of twist ties to the students, who work in groups of four. That's Leif. He's awesome.
Perfect! It's working! It's working!
The students sketch out their plans on a whiteboard and then try and recreate them in 3D.
This is the hardest thing ever.
It's surprisingly difficult to attach straws with twist ties. So Gluck motivates them with an inspirational soundtrack.
Done. Leif, what's your strategy for getting the biggest bonus and making the tallest tower in the whole class?
I don't know. Just building. I'm great at science.
Gluck says this activity is carefully planned to get kids familiar with design, materials, geometry. This is an engineering task, not arts and crafts. Teachers will eventually use special science and engineering kits geared toward the early grades. There will be labs and iPads, but that's still a ways off. Even as students adjust to a new style of classwork, teachers and the school district are facing their own learning curve.
Right now, we are not a STEM school yet.
Gluck says having shiny new science kits isn't enough. You have to buy refill supplies, and you have to train teachers to use them.
We are still waiting on various aspects of our curriculum. We are still waiting on some aspects of our technology. There are a lot of things that are up in the air, but we are dealing with the challenges that are facing us on a case-by-case basis.
K-5 STEM at Boren faces the same kind of resource pressures as any school. When a little extra dough comes in, Principal Shannon McKinney has to decide whether to spend it on training and equipment or on hiring a hall monitor. You can't create a fancy high-tech school if you don't have enough adults to supervise bathroom breaks. So anyone expecting a full-fledged STEM school to blossom in its first year here might be disappointed.
When are we going to become who we say we are? People have got to be patient with us. To become a project-based learning school, it takes a long time.
But with enough time, and money, and brains, They hope to create a model to nurture curious and analytical young minds that will eventually be ready for the culture and economy they will inherit. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.